Hello everyone and welcome to Toonami Therapy. Here on November 15th of 2019, we missed last week, but we'll try to make up for it this time. Emphasis on the try.
Yep.
I am Michael.
I'm Tommy.
Alright. Oh, did you end up seeing the Konosuba movie, or...?
Nope. Okay. No, it wasn't able.
Okay, I did. I guess I'll talk briefly about it. If you want my opinion of it, it's pretty... I think that someone's opinion of it will be about the same as their opinion of Konosuba. Like, do you like Konosuba? You'll like the movie. Do you dislike it? You'll dislike the movie. You'll dislike the thing about the movie that you dislike about Konosuba and like the things about the movie that you'd like about Konosuba. It's just like... What is your opinion of Konosuba? I guess I will just note a few quick things about it. This movie did have some like characters that aren't introduced until later in the series. Like one character that gets a bunch of focus isn't introduced till the second season. So, but I think it kind of explains enough about them. So you don't need to see the whole series, although I would recommend you do it because this takes place after season two. I don't know if it's based on the source material or if it's an original story or not, but there's that. You definitely want to at least see the first three episodes so you know who the main characters are in that. Other than that, the other thing is, oh yeah, this movie focuses mostly on Megumin and to a lesser extent Kazuna. It's kind of Darkness and Aqua are kind of just along for the ride for the most part. So, but like I said, I mean, that's my review. Your opinion of this movie will probably be the same as your opinion on Konosuba. I liked the stuff in the movie I liked from Konosuba, and some of the stuff that I wasn't as big on in Konosuba, I wasn't as big on in the movie. So there you go. So that was a lot of talking to say something that probably could be summed up in one sentence. Okay. Oh, and just for the record, in case you were wondering, no, there is not anything after the credits. I was wondering, would there be one? So I went to one that site, like afterthecredits.com or whatever it is, to check. Except they didn't list the movie, so I had no idea. So I just kind of stayed there, and yeah. Okay. Yeah, maybe if it gets dubbed, I'll watch it again. Okay, enough about that. Back to the Toonami stuff.
Yep.
In which I try to see what I can avoid getting things mixed up over the fact that we have 2 weeks to episodes to do. Let's see. Okay, so Dr. Stone episodes 11 and 12. So they make glass. They end up, it turns out the reason Suika is wearing that thing is because she's got bad eyesight and then it helps her see a little better. So they make glasses for her and she can see. And then they, make some beakers, especially with the help of the local craftsman, Kaseki, who, well, knows enough about crafting to actually make good bottles for them. Then they go off to get sulfuric acid and get some gas masks to, you know, avoid dying from it. Then Chrome almost ends up falling in, but then Ginro manages, who you know, has the whole usual, I don't want to go, it's too dangerous. Oh, I changed my mind, I'll go. Wow, it's a good thing I showed up at just the right time to save someone thing. So now they have the sulfuric acid. And that was the episodes, basically. I thought they were enjoyable.
I enjoyed the first one. The second one was a little more boring.
I do think the first one was the better of the two, I think. But I did enjoy both of them. Although, then again, I think I feel like I remember the first one better, even though it's older, so that probably says something in its favor. Maybe I just like it because it introduced Kaseki, and I like Kaseki, the old guy.
Yep.
Okay, alright, so we got that. Then we're moving on to, I don't really have anything else to say about Fire Force, so which I'm not sure I actually watched. Usually what happens is I watch a little bit of it, think, well, this is kind of boring, go off to get a snack, and then come back for Food Wars. So Food Wars, episodes 17 and 18. So Soma heads back home. Then one of the, the local shopping district is having problems because of, because of a big, chain restaurant that opened or something. So they're like, yeah, all right, we got to work together. We're not going to let them build a shopping mall on our, important artifact, historic monument. Well, okay, that's not the actual plot, but it feels that way. Of that sort of thing. So they basically just come up with some kind of special kind of I can't remember the name of the food that manages to do great, and then they manage to keep all the local businesses great with it and stuff, and well, they accomplished something, I'm pretty sure. And that's the episode, basically. The episodes.
Yeah. I like that second episode a little more than the first one.
Yeah, I just kind of wish there was more I could say, but it just is. It just feels like, oh, hey, we got. It just seems like such a. It's a mini arc, I know, but that takes place between the larger ones, but it just kind of felt like a waste of time for the most part. The only major thing it really does is it introduced Azon, like the guy with the glasses, and stuff as sort of an antagonist. So I guess it does that, but he's also this is skipping way down the road, but he's actually kind of disappointing in he's actually a kind of disappointing villain. So, See, the funny thing when you do two episodes is it seems like you actually go through them faster. Then we move on to JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Golden Wind episodes 2 and 3. So episode 2, Giorno ends up having a stand battle with Bruno, that's his. Okay, I can pronounce Bruno. I'm going to call him Bruno then. That was the important name. And it's a JoJo stand battle. Yeah. Giorno at the but Giorno manages to win. But at the end, he's like, "Hey, I've got an idea. All these gangster guys are bad, right? So I'm going to become a gangster and work my way to the top. And then I'll be a good one that won't deal with drugs and all that kind of stuff somehow." So that was that episode. Then the next one, he kind of says, "Well, okay, I guess that sounds okay." And tries to get him into the Familia, which, by the way, in Italian is apparently spelled with a G, or at least that's what the captions always did. So he meets up with the guy in charge, who tells him that he has to take this lighter and keep it lit for 24 hours. And he tries to do that, encountering a bunch of obstacles along the way and managing to overcome them. But then he gets splashed with water and goes out. So then he's like, "Oh crud! What am I supposed to do now?" And then this other guy who's with him is like, "Oh, I can turn it on." Turns it on, but then a new stand, who I am gonna guess belongs to the guy who gave him the thing, shows up and kills the guy. And then it notices Giorno and decides to attack him also, which is where our episode ends. So, yep. I thought the first of these episodes was pretty boring. I really wasn't interested in it at all. The second episode I liked a lot more, him having to, all the various stuff he was having to go through, and I I'm not sure about the what I think about the fact he actually kind of failed, because I was thinking, oh yeah, it's kind of like a, because this is like a stand battle, except without the actual stands. It's just him trying to keep the thing lit, but all these things are causing problems for him. And but then that gets failed, and then it looks like there's actually going to be a stand battle of some kind. So I don't know. I thought it was I liked it a lot more than the first of these two episodes. It's got it,
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree with you on that. Yeah.
so I'm like the second episode. Well, it's so confusing because I'm saying first and second, but these are the second and third episodes of the series. So referring to the episodes we're covering, yeah, like the first one left me just kind of like thinking, "Ooh, I hope it gets better." But the second one got me a lot more excited as to where this could lead. So yeah, like I said, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. So we got Lupin the Third, Part 5, episodes 20 and 21. So, episode 20, Zenigata gets amnesia and becomes a thief, who ends up like being a rival for Lupin. And it's a really funny idea, but and there are some funny stuff in that episode, but I kind of feel like it got weirdly sort of philosophical at times. It kind of like took down
Yeah.
what otherwise would have been like, yeah, this is a hilarious idea to have Zenigata become a thief and keep one-upping Lupin. But it just like had all these weird sort of philosophical stuff, especially towards the end, that kind of like brought it down.
Yeah, I agree.
So this next episode is I think the start of the final arc of the series, where this company creates something called People Log. Although it's actually kind of funny because there's a part where you see on the TV and it says Hito Log, because that's actually because no, that's how Hito in Japanese means person or people. So it's actually writing it out like that. But it's just so funny to actually to see that when it's dubbed in English and you are but you already have the English word, but it's just the romanization of the Japanese word rather than an actual translation. So Hito Log or People Log, it basically it is this facial matching thing that is able to just access like all thing. It's like that like Lupin game thing they had in the first episode, which of course is a comparison they point out, but it's like way more advanced to the point, and he's Lupin of course is having to it's like able to like track him down really easily for people. So Lupin, you know, is spending time having to try to get past that, deal with that, and that's most of the episode. But then he does run across Zenigata, who tells him that Fujiko has been captured by the guy who owns that company. I'm not sure why Zenigata is so concerned about this, but I guess we'll find that out in the next episode.
I actually really like this second episode, especially whenever Lupin wears that silly mask, and somehow he like always is able to fool people, but then that people log is able to analyze the mask and figure out it's got like an 88% chance of being Lupin. That was pretty entertaining. I enjoyed the second episode quite a bit, so I'm hopeful for this final arc to be pretty good.
Yeah, because I was thinking, like, I was just like, oh, all the multi-episode arcs have been kind of mediocre so far. Maybe I'll just watch the individual episodes and then cut out before this, but I'm like, okay, I'll watch it. I'm like, oh, wait, no, this was actually really good. So I will hope that it continues that way until the end. I mean, either way, there's only three episodes to go, so. Okay. So. We've got all right, that's our Toonami stuff. So then we I talked about the movie, but now let's talk about the show. We've got episode 8 of Konosuba. So this is a weird so this episode at the start of it, when they let me wonder, let me thinking, oh wait, I missed an episode. I'll go back. No, I saw this episode because they meet up with this person. They all act like they know each other, even though we've never met them. And we do. I mean, Kazuma does like do a voiceover. This is Wiz. She's blah blah blah, like this sort of a lich, except actually a nice one who owns this store. But it was just like weird that it's like, oh yeah, we totally met them off screen sometime. So anyway, they end up getting a the job of exorcising evil spirits from a mansion, or just ghost. I can't remember which one they were called, but if they do it, they can actually stay in the mansion, which is good for them because it's getting cold and they're, you know, out in that sort of farmhouse. So mo because they've been trying to do that, but the ghosts keep coming back in. So most of the episode is just them, like, you know, trying to stay in the house and deal with the ghosts, and it's really funny, like definitely the funniest episode so far, honestly. And at the end, it turns out that the reason the ghosts are all doing that is because Aqua was supposed to be like helping the spirits in this nearby like graveyard pass on or something, but she got lazy and just set up this force field around the graveyard so the spirits couldn't get there, and so they all just went to the house instead. But anyway, so that but they managed to get out the stuff, and so now they've got the mansion to stay in.
Yeah, I like. Yeah, I was a pretty big fan of this episode. I liked that one character they met. That was a pretty good character. I'm not sure if it's a recurring character or not, but
She shows up in the movie, so yes, she's definitely recurring. Yeah, I think my favorite part is when Aqua's like trying to get rid of the spirits, so she's like just screaming like, "Turn undead, turn undead, turn undead, nature's beauty, turn undead!" And she just randomly casts this other spell, nature's beauty, in the middle of it. That was one of my favorite jokes in it. I don't know why, just like the sudden and randomness of it.
Yep.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Yeah, very funny episode, very enjoyable episode. So, then we got Chihayarafuru episode 7.
Do you want to do this one?
Okay, I'll let me see if I so they get another so they're so they are like, we've got three people, but we need, or did they have, yes, they have three people, but we need more enough people to make a club because that's we need, I want someone has to in an anime at some point, like, just like, you know, bring this up as a question of just like, this is done in so many anime. You need enough people to get the club going. So they try to get this let me think. The problem is I watched the episodes last week, and I didn't know if we were going to be covering the another episode this week, so I watched it, so I'm trying to remember the stuff from last week. It's okay. Right, it's the guy who, some, like, smart studying guy who they managed to, recruit by, I don't know, proving that Karuta can help him memorize. He, like, builds memorization skills. Yeah, you should join the Karuta Club. It'll help you memorize things better. It'll help you with your concentration. It'll make you more physically fit. And it develops strong bones and teeth. So, yeah, that's basically it. They need to get another some more members, and they get another member.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. I thought it was pretty good, but like you said, it's a little cliche by now, this whole thing of having to get enough members. Like, there are so many anime with that in it, you know? Like, every single slice of life anime I've ever seen has that as...
did Lucky... I don't remember that from Lucky Star. Did they have that plot on Lucky Star? Of, like, you know, trying to get enough people for a club.
I don't remember.
It's definitely something that's very popular in a sports series. Especially for the ones that have a bit more of an esoteric like sport. Like the common ones, like, you know, like Haikyuu didn't do that. It's just like, hey, we got a volleyball team, okay, you're eight. Whereas, you know, in Ice Shield 21, it was about trying... Well, they had to get enough people for the team, so... But, yeah. Okay, I guess not that much else to say about that one. Then we've got That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, Episode 15.
Yeah, so basically they come up with this peace treaty thing where Rimuru says, why can't we all just get along? And so they do, and they kind of like, you know, agree to it. And then all of a sudden, like, everyone acts as if Rimuru is like some sort of king or something. And so then it's all happy. They're building a new village and actually making all this progress, all this positive stuff. Then all of a sudden those guys from that kingdom show up out of nowhere because we were about to you know, things were about to get too normal, so we had to get some conflict out of somewhere, and these people come up and they challenge Rimuru, and of course Rimuru wins. And I can't exactly remember what happened at the very end of the episode, but yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, well, they, like, you know, just agree to form an alliance of some sort, and everything is all good.
Yeah,
basically. Yeah.
Actually, I liked the episode. I really did like it. I just, whenever I explain it, it sounds kind of like, well, not much, you know, really, you know, not really that different from anything else we've seen, you know.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It just, the show itself is just, I don't know. I just kind of thought the whole, maybe I just went in with wrong expectations, but I always just thought that the show would be more about, I mean, I guess it is kind of about him building up, like, alliances and groups and stuff, but it just seems like it's so easy, to do.
Well, I wanted to see, like, the reason I was interested in it is because it was like, okay, what can a slime even do?
Everything. So I was like,
Yeah, I know. Like, I was hoping more for, it to be about what life is like as a slime, and I guess it's kind of gotten away from that. So, yeah.
Yeah, there was I don't golly, I'm not sure if it's still going on. I went through a bunch of hiatuses, but there was this one web comic called Goblins that was about kind of life through, like just a generic low level goblins in D&D campaign that just kind of serve around to get killed by the heroes and stuff. And and a bunch of them, after their clan it's like destroyed, going off and deciding to try to become adventurers themselves and stuff. Honestly, I wouldn't necessarily. I don't. I liked it at first, but then I didn't really like it. So it's not. It's actually also really violent. So I wouldn't necessarily recommend it. But I felt like it would have been something more like that, I guess. Yeah, it was not it was okay. It had some problems, but my that comic, if you're not ready for a bunch of like violence and often like just really depressing stuff, you probably shouldn't read it. Actually, come to think of it, now I'm glad how I got that time I got reincarnated as a slime doesn't take that route. So so I think I talked myself into liking it more. But yeah, there was that's kind of what I was talking about when I was talking about like building. It being, oh, you're just a, because I knew there was that in this show, so I thought, oh, he's a slime. How is he going to manage to do that? Is he going to like have to like befriend some groups and like work hard to get like to the top and all sorts of stuff? And like, oh no, he's just overpowered, so he can do Yeah. So, okay. So we got,
Yeah, I want to apologize because I fully planned on watching two episodes of everything, and I don't know, just like got in the way, and I was then I suddenly remembered it at like 3 o'clock today, and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to have enough time to watch everything because of having to go out and stuff. So I was just like, okay, I'll just pick it up next week.
Yeah. Oh, on the off chance you are actually interested in some sort of Dungeons and Dragons style comic, just read Order of the Stick. That's my suggestion. Anyway. And then you can have fun waiting a week or two between updates. But anyway, enough about that. So yeah, that's all the stuff we had to cover now is I will yeah, I ended up like watching the thing, so I'm gonna be quiet about the other stuff. I will say one thing, in the next episode of Chihayara Furu, they actually explain some of the rules. It's episode 8, but they finally gave some. Okay. So, yeah, we'll be covering so yeah, next week we'll just have our usual Toonami stuff. We'll have our one episodes of the other things as we work our way through, and hope that by the time we end up at the end of season one, Crunchyroll will finally release will have released their dub of season two. Because I would prefer to just keep going on like that. Although honestly, I mean, from the movie, the Japanese voices are fine. Although there's actually this is kind of this annoying part. Okay, so there's this part in the movie where like the characters are having this conversation, and in the background, this other character is like kind of like who's been sort of locked into this thing is kind of like trying to shout to like get them to let them out. And anyway, but they're kind of muffled. So even in the Japanese one, there's like little subtitles in the Japanese that I assume are to show what that person is saying. So if you speak Japanese, it's fine because you can like, okay, I am listening to what the main character is saying and I can read what this person is saying at the bottom. But in English, you have two sets of subtitles you now have to keep track of. So my eyes are just switching between them and trying to keep track of everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That scene will probably be easier after it's dubbed, if it is. I mean, I hope it will be. Okay. So, yes, that was that was fun. Oh, by the way, time for my prediction. Because I need to see, I kept meaning to bring this up, but kept forgetting, and I gotta do it now because if I wait, it'll be too late for it to mean anything. Here's my prediction. Frozen 2 will out gross The Last Jedi. There you go.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
So, my original hot take was to say that it'll outgross Rise of Skywalker, but I'm thinking, well, we don't really know that much about stuff, but that is another prediction I'm going to boldly throw out there. You got it. Here. Frozen 2 is going to outgross Star Wars, at least according to my completely unsubstantiated things. Okay, there you go. And I suppose in a few months we'll find out if I'm right, and I'll probably be horribly wrong, and we'll just never bring this up again.
Actually, we'll never find out because there's always the possibility it gets put back in theaters,
True. I'm just comparing their, original runs against each other.
Yeah.
Because, for Disney films, re-releases especially for the older ones, just add so much to them. For example, it's kind of funny. Let's see, what was the total? Yeah, so Pinocchio had a budget of a little over $2 million. It had a box office of $84 million, which sounds absolutely amazing, except for the fact that most of that money came later when, one, the movie was more popular and considered more of a classic, and two, inflation had set in. Because the movie was actually a box office bomb when it first came out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, that's my rambling, ruminations about, quick, give me a synonym for movie that starts with R so I can keep the alliteration. rambling ruminations about reels. There you go. We'll see you next time.